Bank of Cardiff, this is Tyler.
Hi, Tyler. Jim here, Dixie Services.
Hey, Jim, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good. What I want to ask is what all do you loan on? I know you loan on heavy equipment. Do you loan on titled vehicles?
So, yeah, it looks like you were in touch here with one of our agents here not too long ago.
Yeah, a month or two back there. I can't remember his name, but... No, because I remember you, your business there, and we're a business here, and we're always looking for equipment, so I was just wondering.
Yeah, we finance equipment here. That's one of our two major programs that we have here. It looks like you were looking to bring on a loader last time you spoke with us. Is that sounding right?
Right, it's a loader, but also we use dump trucks over here, and is that something can you borrow on?
That's something we can help finance if you guys were looking to bring a few on for the business. Is that the situation there?
Oh, yeah, right. I see.
Were you guys selling the trucks, or were you looking to bring it on for the business? What was the situation?
To buy another truck now.
Okay. Yeah. That's definitely something we can help you out with. Did you already pick up the loader then? From when you?
No, we're okay on the loader, and... for now, but we're just thinking adding a truck here.
Mm-hmm.
What it would cost me a month, or you know, again, probably around that seven. Probably get it probably a 90s or something, and spending about 24,000, probably about 20,000. That same figure.
20K for the truck.
Yeah.
And that's used or new?
That'd be used.
Hello?
Yeah, right here.
There we go. I don't know. Yeah, sorry about that. It scratched out there for a little bit. Was it just the one truck you were looking at, or was there multiple ones?
Well, for now, just get an idea for to add a dump truck in here and what mm-hmm. be going out of the month. So.
Yeah, I mean, when were you looking to bring this on? Was this just something you were already shopping around for? Or?
Well, yeah. So, you know, we've seen a few trucks, and you know,
uh-huh.
we're kind of looking for right now. So, the truck that we did see was about seemed like in the $20,000 range. So,
okay, yeah, you know, with the equipment financing, it's very straightforward. You know, with the equipment that you're doing, depending on you know the year and the condition of it is really just going to depict the terms and rates on it. It is more heavily based on your credit. Do you know what your credit looks like?
Well, I don't have that. Probably about 640 on my score.
640 on your score? Okay. You know, that's a little bit below average there. I think the average right now is right around 690. You're in the realm there of what you might be able to qualify for. Another option here that might work for you actually is our working capital programs. Are you familiar with working capital?
No.
Okay, so it's basically an unsecured cash loan that we do, and it's not based mostly off of credit. It's actually based more off of your top line revenue, and it's kind of a way for you to kind of free up some cash, and you can just basically use it for however you see fit for the business. Do you guys know what you did in gross annual sales there last year by chance?
Probably close to 100,000, but the problem is I can't really work with a bank because we're kind of a family business here, and I just I don't make anything. Well, I do, but I deduct everything on it. That's what they didn't like because
I see.
You know, it's like my son's in the business, and I pay him $30,000 a year,
mm-hmm.
but I deduct that. In other words, I don't know, is it more difficult now than it was? Because I know in the past we'd bought heavy equipment, and we did pay it off, being a backhoe and a loader and some other things.
Yeah. I mean, we go off of your top line there, so before you write off and do all those deductions, whatever your top line is what we usually base it off of for the capital.
I see.
So it will kind of help you out there. The only problem is with the 100K, we're probably only able to free up maybe I would say anywhere from like the 8 to 15,000 range. So I don't know if it would cover the dump truck. But what we could look at possibly is trying to get you approved on both programs. Because if we could get you approved on the equipment side, and you could finance it through that, was there maybe any needs that you had as far as capital if we were able to free up maybe like 10 grand or something like that? Was there anything you could benefit from the business?
Oh, what do you mean by freeing up? Oh, on my side?
Correct, correct. So if we actually got you approved on both programs, you wouldn't have to, they wouldn't overlap and kind of limit you. It would actually be two separate programs, so we could actually finance the truck there, and we could also possibly open up some capital there for you as well if that was something you were interested in.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, I don't really need the capital, and that's what would help to get the loan through. I mean, so I guess, just talking to me, I mean, do you work with people like me? I mean,
Oh yeah, small
help.
businesses is kind of what we specialize in. So that's where we're able to grow with the business, which is kind of our goal. We want you guys to grow, and we want to grow with you. And so that's kind of why we focus more on the small to medium sized businesses. But financing equipment, that's what we've been doing for over 14 years. That's what we started off with. So we have a lot of ties and relationships that we have built, which has kind of allowed us to offer some of the better programs out there.
So, but anyway, getting back to the, originally it was just a loader that I was looking for, and we've actually done some repairs on that. We're okay for now. That would be easier to, again, to finance the heavy equipment. Is that's what it sounds like.
It's a easier program, I would say. It's a much more simpler program. And with your sales where they're at, I would think that's probably the better program that we can try and get you for. With your credit being right around 640, 650, you're right on the cusp of probably being able to qualify as well. I mean, I can work closely with my underwriters there to kind of just explain the situation that you do have right now. But it's definitely something we can work with. And the good news too is we can get you an answer in right around 24 hours. So you'll at least kind of know what you're working with. And if we can get you an approval and it makes sense there for the piece of equipment and business, we can proceed from there.
Right. So, as far as from my end, what do you need for verification or
Yeah, so as far as the approval process itself, it's just a one-page application that I would attach here in an email. It's just pretty basic information. Did you guys file 2015?
our tax? Yes.
Correct, yeah. Okay, so then it would just be your 2015 tax return, and then it's just going to be 6 months of your most recent bank statements. And then as far as the dump truck, was this that you were finding them at like auctions, or was this online? How are you guys shopping around for it?
Maybe an auction or online or just about anywhere. I don't. Do you have a
Okay.
preference?
No, as long as we have just like a quote or invoice there on the piece of equipment itself, that's what they'll be able to base it off of. So I was going to say, like, if you're shopping online, if you just attach like the link to the page, just so we know kind of the year and model, just so we can get a rough estimate of what it's going to cost. And then that way, we'll both be on the same page as far as the piece of equipment itself. And then if you are approved, the offer will be good for 60 days. So you'll have some time there to kind of shop around. You can either take the offer, and we can just go from there. But let's at least get you approved and see what kind of programs we'll have available for you. And if it makes sense for the business, we can move forward from there.
Yeah, I see. Okay, so things are a little different than they were, so I don't, yeah, it's a matter of going through the credit and things are, yeah,
Are you the
okay.
100% owner? Are you the 100% owner there, Jim?
Then I am.
You are? Okay. Okay. You just have your son that works there with you? Okay. Okay. Little family business you got running there?
Yeah, so he's
Okay.
been doing it since, the last 15, 16 years, at least since 2000.
I see. What is it you guys actually like specialize in there? The SIC numbers are just We have you down as topsoil and then snow removal. Is there any?
Topsoil, Yeah, well, the winter snow removal, that's what we're getting into now, and so we'll be getting into that. But yeah, it's a kind of excavating business. We dig, and we have a backhoe here and loaders, and we do trenches and a lot of pads for pole buildings. We make top. We got a screener down there. We got a corner. We have a yard, and we have piles of different sizes of gravel and dirt and silver. Mm-hmm. Topsoil and gravel rocks, and of course we got access to all the nursery supplies. So it's pretty much just steady hauling. So.
Okay. Is it? What would you say is kind of your busiest part of the year there? Is it the winter with the snow removal, or is it the soil there that you're working with? What's kind of like your money maker, I should say?
We kind of keep going here. If it's a big winter, then we pretty much like everybody, they take their equipment and they use it for pushing snow and they're hauling snow or whatever, and so your winters can be your best part of the year, and if not, if you have a dry winter, then we pretty much can keep hauling. So
I got you. Yeah, this is definitely something I'd like to see what we could do for you. As far as the equipment goes, it is pretty straightforward. What's a good email there for you, Jim? I don't think we got an email there last time.
I really don't have an email, so I don't really use the computer that much.
Is there maybe a fax number or something like that?
Oh, a fax, yeah.
What's a good fax number?
I do have a fax here somewhere. I gotta. I know a lot of the businesses are pretty much, it's all pretty much email and.
Yeah, it's just the quickest way usually.
Right. Yeah. So this is pretty. What do they call it? Caveman, or what do they call that? office, whatever. Old school stuff.
Old school. There you go.
Yes. Just see. 208-773.
Okay.
Yeah,
208-773-5747. Okay, perfect. I'll fax you over this information. It's just going to have a quick summary of the offer we did send out. It'll have the list there of what we would need for the approval. And then it'll have all my contact information in there as well, like my direct number and email and all of that. When do you think you might be able to get this paperwork back to me, Jim?
I should be able to get it right back, so today or tomorrow or whatever.
Okay,
so.
Sounds good. If I don't hear from you, then by the end of the day, I'll try and follow up with you there tomorrow just to see if you have any questions. But as soon as you get the paperwork over there, we should be able to get you some answers in about 24 hours.
Yeah, so it's kind of between your credit, so that credit rating, that credit score is pretty important.
Mm-hmm.
And the what was the other thing?
Time in business, and then your sales there. So we got the sales. You said your credit's like right in the mid 600s. We have down that you've been in business since 2003. Is that correct?
2002, right? I think that's when I legally took that.
Gotcha.
Name at Dixie Services. So.
Gotcha. Let me just make that adjustment real quick. Perfect. And then what is your guys' business structure there? Are you guys C-Corp, S-Corp, LLC?
I'd just be, what is it?
Proprietorship?
Proprietor, owner.
Okay. Perfect. That's what we have down as well. Just wanted to make sure that hadn't changed since then as well. Get with my manager here so we can fax this information over to you, and hopefully you can get that paperwork here either today or tomorrow, and we can see what we can do for you.
And the other thing I was asking, as far as my name coming up there, was it from a previous loan or equipment that I'd bought, or is it just kind of random, or just business?
Our pre-approvals, it's based off of your borrowing history. So you had a UCC filing there with Wells Fargo back in 2013. We want to align ourselves with people that have borrowing history, and that's basically what it was based off of. So whatever it was that you had done with them, looks like early 2013 was what the first initial offer was based off of.
I see. Okay. Right. I know, because I know since then I've you know, on my house I've had a loan remodification, but I've been making all the payments, but I wonder if that's going to affect me or not, you know, as far as past history.
I mean, we'll see that on the report, but if it hasn't affected you yet, I don't see it being
Yeah, everything's current and paid up, and so it sounds like it might be worth, you know.
Yeah, and we do a soft pull here. We only pull with experience, so it's only a third of the ding as opposed to most other banks. They're going to pull from all three, and that's kind of where it'll hurt you. So we just do one of the three, and makes it a little less of a ding there on your score.
Yeah. Okay, Tyler. Thanks. Yeah. Go ahead and send that stuff over.
Yeah, I'll fax that over to you, and then as soon as you can get that back over, we can get the ball rolling here.
Okay. Yeah. Appreciate it. Thanks.
No worries, Jim. We'll be in touch. Bye.